What's up, everybody? Michael Bedell here on a cold Wednesday, October 17th, 2018. I'm back. I took a while off from doing the podcast, mostly because I broke my habit. I went away with the military for about 30 days. And before that, I kind of started falling out of the habit. And then once I got back from the desert, it was just almost impossible to get back into what I was doing. And so I thought, what better thing to talk about, or what better topic than habit and the importance of habit and how habit gets us to where we want to be, right? It's probably one of the best secrets on the planet, and it's no secret at all, right? But the reality is, if you want to accomplish anything, if you want to have any kind of success in your life, you need to establish habits that are going to be conducive toward achieving your goals. Of course, you got to set goals in order to be able to achieve them, and that's its own thing. But right now, what we're talking about is habit, the practice of something over and over again. Some people call it repetition. Some people call it consistency. Some people, you know, just wake up and do it. They don't put any thought to it at all, and they manage to achieve the things they want to achieve. It comes down to building strong habits. So when we have issues with our dogs, and we want to fix those issues, correct those issues, teach new behaviors, you know, whatever it is, alleviate pain that we're going through because of our dog's behavior. Maybe it's jumping, maybe it's just not listening, not coming when called. The answer is almost always going to be, what are your habits, right? What currently are you doing over and over again that's either leading to or not helping at all with the situation? Is something you're doing consistently over and over again actually causing the problem? Because that's possible, and you've established a habit that doesn't actually help you. You've established a habit maybe of putting your dog in the crate every time you call them. And so your dog understands this and is going to avoid you. You've established a habit of getting angry with your dog, calling their name and calling them back to you. And so your dog understands this, and so they're gonna not wanna come back to you. They're gonna avoid you. So in that instance, it's that we need to break a habit. It's that we need to stop doing what we're doing that's actually causing us the pain. So we need to be able to look at ourselves objectively and understand what it is that we're doing that might be causing us the problem, might be causing us the pain, okay? So that's one area of habit that kind of goes against us, all right? So we wanna bring some control to our use of habit. Okay. Now, on the other side of that, let's say that it is the fact that we're calling our dog and putting them in the crate. We need to establish a new habit. How do we do that? Do we just run recklessly into it, doing things and trying to, you know, hope that they work? No, that would be silly. We can, and some people do stumble upon success that way, but that's not the best way to do it, right? Sit down, create a plan, take a look at what you have already, right? What's happening right now? And is it working? No, obviously not. That's why we're having this conversation. That's why we're sitting here talking about creating a new habit, right? So what do we want to do? Well, I want my dog to come when called, and I want my dog to go in the crate when I need him to, but those two things are fighting each other right now, so what do I do? Well, separate them. Don't call your dog to come to you when you need to put him in the crate. Simple. Find a new spot to meet your dog, right? And make that spot a variable, all right? So go to a different spot, love them up, interact with them, reward them, put them on a leash, walk them over to the crate, or just grab his collar, whatever you want to do, but make it something else so you're not wasting your recall, you're not weakening your recall, right? You know, and then there's the habit of needing to practice your recall now. You can choose if you want to use a new word or if you want to use the same word. However, now what you need to do is you need to create a habit of waking up every day and some part in that day, some time in that day, putting time aside to practice your recall, getting in the habit so that you can get your dog into the habit of responding to you when you say that term, when you say that word, right? And yeah, there's all the training sides of it, you know, but I'm talking about the people side of it right now because a majority of the time, the people side is what's failing us, right? Dogs are dogs, and they're gonna do perfectly normal dog things. You can get pissed at them all you like, but the reality is that they are doing dog things, and they don't think there's anything wrong with what they're doing. So when we come at them all crazy and angry and mad, they're looking at us like, what the hell's wrong with this guy? Right? I'm making natural dog decisions over here, and he comes over here angry at me. Right? So eliminate that right now. Right? You're the human being with the mind. You're the human being that can create plans and change the world. So let's figure it out. Right? Create a new habit so that your dog can get into a habit. And your dog's not just going to establish a human habit on its own. Some people might get lucky, but for the majority of us, that's not going to happen, right? So here in my experience, I've gotten out of the habit of doing these things, and I've gotten out of the habit of being on social media as much as I was. And it was a couple things, really. Like when I went away with the Army and I was away with the guys, I was face to face with people, interacting, being social every single day, nearly 24/7. Some nights we're only getting a couple hours of sleep, and I'm interacting with people that entire time. And that's addicting, right? Like, you're getting one of the very base social needs met. And so, I wanted that more than I did to be on a digital platform doing that. So that became a hindrance, all right? And so just like that is a hindrance to establishing the habit I want to be successful in my business, those same things get in our way, those same types of things get in our way when we're trying to establish habits training our dogs, right? It's easier to get in the habit of just sitting on the couch and resting after work. It's easier getting in the habit of looking at your phone for 10, 15 minutes scrolling through Facebook or reading news articles that really have no impact on your life than it is to go outside and practice your recall or practice your recall in the house. And those little micro choices that we're making on the day-to-day basis are the ones getting in the way of having what we want to have. And it's really easy to blame outside influences or blame other people, but it comes down to the fact that we're making a choice. You wake up and you make the choice to work out or you don't. You wake up and you make the choice to train a dog or you don't. And if you're not making the choices that are conducive to getting what you want, then don't blame anybody other than yourself. And yes, of course, once we're making those choices, it's not going to be easy, and that's going to be another force that's going to try to push us to stop what we're doing. Because we want easy right away. Well, guess what? Easy right away is not gonna happen. Not gonna happen, guys. Get over it. Get to work. Do it. Get past the hard part. And I guarantee you, once you get past the hard part and it becomes an easy habit to perform, you're gonna run into something else hard, because that's the way of life and that's what keeps life interesting, right? So find the challenges. If you start to seek the challenge, if you start to seek the hard part, all of a sudden the perspective changes, it's easier to do. Okay, so for me in this podcast, and for you guys, and for myself, because I love helping people, I love educating people, I love getting you to be where you want to be, or making you a better person, or making you a better dog trainer, or making you a better dog handler, whatever it is you want to be, I want to help you. That makes me feel great. So I'm going to focus on that aspect of this so that I can continue to do more of these podcasts, and I'm going to keep them 10 minutes or less. And I think that's going to be helpful for me to do so. And I'm going to strive to do them 3 times a week. All right. So Monday, Wednesday, Friday, that's what I'm going to shoot for. That's what I'm going to do. And I'm going to try to get beyond the hard part of doing that Monday, Wednesday, Friday, so that it becomes a habit, a routine for me, so that you guys can benefit from this. I would love to hear from you guys. I know this Anchor platform goes out to many different areas, and I don't always know how that feedback works, but I would love to hear you guys. I use Anchor to put this out. If you want to use Anchor, if you want to download the Anchor app and stream questions to me or request to be on the show, definitely do it. I'm here for you. I want to answer your questions. I want to help you guys out. This is Michael Bedell with Best Paw Forward Dog Training. We moved to Chalfont, PA. New area, new yard, new house. It is awesome. I love it. I can't wait to hear from you guys. Go out there, crush some stuff today, do some dog training, have some fun. Love your dog for me. I will talk to you soon.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.